You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What up?
All right, super crosstalk.
We're doing good.
The house.
Seems like Clinton is sitting higher than everybody. How are you up higher than everybody on your chair?
It's just a bigger chair.
Yeah, bigger chair. He's got the big
chair. I don't like being up so high. I feel like I'm dangling. Because I'm really short.
My feet are firmly on the ground.
And my feet never touch they don't touch the ground if I'm up that high.
You got the Humpty Dumpty feeling.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, a little wobbly.
Want to hear something funny? There, at every Laker game.
That's funny.
At every Laker game, there is like this. There's not enough of these seat cushions where we sit in the radio.
Right,
do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yes.
There is like this, only because we're bringing this up, how high somebody is.
Mm-hmm.
Michael puts like 5 cushions on top.
Does he really?
I'm not kidding.
Why does he need? He's tall.
Six,
why does he need so many cushions?
Okay. I will take a picture next time.
Yeah, please do.
Guys. Yeah. But he puts at least 4, maybe 5, something along those
lines. Does that mean other people don't get cushions?
1,000% that other people.
Well, this is a zero sum game.
But this
is a cushion thief.
But this is Michael for years. So it's almost when you do something for years and you're Michael Thompson, it becomes okay. Hey, that's Michael.
Just Michael.
This is how he operates, right?
But there is always not enough seat cushions, and every time you get to the game, there is just like this. Lord of the Lord of the Flies. Everybody looking for a cushion.
Right. Oh, here comes Michael. Hang on to my cushion.
Debo, yeah.
Okay,
Friday.
So
don't want that.
We spent a little time talking about movie theater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Etiquette.
Yeah. I have no idea. Oh, set it up for
it
me.
It might be the only
idea.
Time I've seen you curse in one of our text threads.
Yes, it's
this
true.
Might be the only time that you were passionate enough to drop an F-bomb.
I was.
So before I even get into the would you go see a 3-hour-long movie like I did yesterday, Emily happened to see the same.
See?
I saw Babylon.
Oh, okay.
Babylon. Okay.
Right. I like Babylon a lot too.
I love Babylon.
Okay.
Too
so,
long.
Did you see it or no?
No.
Okay.
Please.
So,
you don't look like a person who's going to movie theaters these days.
She's got both kids with her.
Yeah,
The 3-hour thing. So you're out because it's 3 hours. Even if everybody tells you it's an amazing movie.
Yeah, I'll watch it when it comes on streaming.
Okay. You clearly have no problem with the 3 hours.
Nope. I went to see Avatar. I went to see Babylon. Both are like 3 hours and change.
Like Clinton's not going to a 3-hour movie.
No,
that's
just I've walked out of 3-hour movies. So, I mean, what I said was, if I don't know a movie's going to be 3 hours and I find out it's 3 hours in the previews, I'm leaving. Number two, I've gone to see 3-hour movies in halves on consecutive days before too, which is a little life hack.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, which is a little life
paying
hack.
For a ticket twice.
I do that sometimes as like the whole mini series.
Huh. It's happened. Yeah, I've done it before.
Where you take what was that Scorsese movie a couple of years ago? Old Guy.
Irishman.
Irishman. I broke that into like 4 pieces. I'm like, it was like a mini series. I watched.
That's a lot. That's
minutes,
a lot of theater 30 time.
30 minutes. Yeah.
All right. So we did the 3-hour movie.
Yes.
And
by the way, what did you think of Babylon?
I thought it was good, but I'd be lying to you if I didn't say 1:45 in. I'm like, I still have 1:15 left.
Yeah, it's true.
It was just after the party scene, probably.
Yeah,
it's just after the opening party scene. Yeah. Exactly. That's a party. I want to go to that party.
That's, let's just say that.
Slee, let's get to the crux of the matter here. You know what we want
to
talk about.
To
all right.
Main part,
of buildup here. This is Kaplan-esque levels of buildup.
Okay. So he had a question. I have to answer the question,
yes.
Okay? So then the conversation became just movie theater etiquette.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Etiquette.
I'm as quiet as it gets at a movie theater.
Me too.
I might look at my phone, but I'm turning the light all the way down as well. I'm doing best I can.
I won't even look at my phone.
I'll do best I can not to bother everybody.
Yeah.
Yates sounds like he's having a party in there.
Yeah, I mean, well, let me say that this, though. There's a couple things at play here. Number one, which is that, A, Mace, you are like a movie guy. Like,
correct.
That is probably how you most self-identify outside of radio.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Like, in terms of what you actually do. So there's that, and I understand that element of it. Like, in the same way that when I go to baseball games, I don't really drink. I keep score of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're on that level of a movie fan.
Yes,
so for
I
you,
am.
Silence in the movie theater is understandable. All I'm saying is, as somebody that doesn't really care about movies that much as an art form but loves being entertained by them, and as a black American, silence in the movie theater is not my idea of fun in a movie theater.
Right.
And it's an interesting thing to see, because what I will ask you is this. Have you ever been in a situation in which that element actually made it more fun in terms of the interaction with
horror
the movie
movies.
Theater? Okay.
Horror movies, I don't mind. Now, look out!
This is what I'm going to ask you. Okay. So you understand what I'm getting at in terms of the interaction there.
Yeah,
it's not,
yeah.
And it's just an interesting cultural thing, which is that when I go to the movies, I typically don't, I don't normally go, unless I'm going alone, I won't go with one other person. I'll go with two or three other people.
Right, right.
So you can kind of talk about, and yeah, it happens in the movie theater. Now, listen, I'm not the guy yelling jokes on the plane, trying to get everybody to laugh. That's lame.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly going to talk with my friends. And if somebody else says something funny, I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I used to own movie theaters in Hawthorne. I owned them for 5 years. And I can tell you that there was more conversation with the movie than there was at an average movie theater.
Gotcha.
In my case, if I see somebody with their phone lit up, I will say, excuse me. If somebody
it
really does.
It
I mean, I'm there for a movie experience. Yeah. I'm there sort of like in the, I want to be completely enveloped in the experience, and I don't want anything distracting it, including a lady on her phone or two guys having a conversation over there. Excuse me. That's
so you actually will shush someone.
Absolutely will.
I love it.
In fact, I especially shush somebody. I was seeing a live theater show. I forget what show I was seeing.
Theater's a different matter.
And
but
this lady was on her phone the whole time. I'm like, you're being disrespectful to those actors up there who are putting on a show.
Yeah, that's a different matter, though. Yeah. Like, you saw Wendell Scott, who actually yelled at a guy.
Lawrence Fishburne did it once,
exactly,
too.
Yeah.
Walked out to the lip of the stage and said, excuse me, sir.
Right. That's a different matter. But for me, the fun part is the interaction. I was telling him before, I saw Wakanda Forever with a bunch of black folks, a bunch of Howard students in there going nuts. And it was like, there are movies in which the artistic vibe.
I understand what you're saying.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And I have not gone to a theater.
And I pretty much won't go to a movie theater unless the movie's kind of like that anymore. That's kind of where I am.
You won't go, let's say Babylon was 90 minutes. You wouldn't go see it.
Or like sort of
a movie about old Hollywood. You would
probably
not.
Well, so the only example is a friend of mine from the internet was in a movie that was like an indie film that was playing at a small theater. Mm-hmm. I went and saw that. I didn't talk in that movie. There was 15 people in there. It was 90 minutes. But I remember the first time I saw Iron Man, I went and got drunk with a bunch of people I got off my restaurant shift with, and we went down to the movie theater,
right,
and we went nuts in the movie theater as everybody else did.
I think
it was a midnight show.
I think there's a sliding scale, right?
Yeah, action movies maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
the
like
vibe in the theater.
Do you remember Armageddon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Armageddon.
When we, like, I am not, spoiler alert, like from 20 years ago, when they saved the world.
Yep.
Like, we cheered.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're like, yeah!
But this is the Fast and Furiousness. The Fast and Furious type vibe, where you get in there, you're like, listen, what are we really doing
here?
Fast
and Furious.
You know?
I'm okay with talking during Fast and Furious. Like, when the cars have parachutes, I'm like, that car's got a damn parachute
there. Okay, so we've found some diplomatic middle ground here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, good. I'm glad.
So it's a sliding scale.
Yes.
I could see Yates during, like, a really sad movie. Just like, oh, come on, guys.
I don't want somebody yapping back
at
the Fablemans,
it's
just not my jam at all.
That's hilarious.
Mom's got a monkey. I don't want that kind of yelling.
I've had some great crowd experiences, though. Like, I remember I was in college when Van Wilder came out, and they played it at midnight, and everybody, your bottles rolling all over the place. I mean, you know, like, that to me, especially in a post-pandemic world, if I'm going to the movie theater, I would like it to be like a game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll go sit and watch a high school baseball game by myself, and we'll be like, why are you talking to me? Movie theater? No. I'm looking for the big show.
Yeah.
That's me.
What happened to you? Somebody was...
It's kind of...
Was it one of those dine-in places?
So it was IPIC. IPIC in Pasadena.
Okay, I like the IPIC, yeah.
So it's kind of...
You know what, though? The dine-ins are kind of weird, though.
They're very weird.
I agree 100%.
Like, when I'm sitting next to somebody, and they're just, like, going in on...
Slurping on wings.
Nachos and wings. You're like...
You hear
the smell.
Man.
It's like
I
got
utensils. You hear the utensils hitting. You got people cutting in like this.
Yep.
We actually didn't go to eat. We had eaten prior, but it's comfortable. So we go to IPIC. The server... Mm-hmm. Oh, man, this guy was
so
walking
around. Alan's talking like that. Let's just say I'm the server. Hi, Mr. Sliwa, what can I get you?
The guy was, like, the movie's going on.
Wow.
It was basically
Would you like the
salmon,
the steak, or the creamed cauliflower on your side?
Jeez. You just want a sparkling water? Cool.
No,
you want
I can't hear you speak up. We're only in a movie theater.
It's like the in Love Actually, you know, the one where he tries to buy the jewelry for his mistress?
Yes.
A little sprig.
Oh, it's you're talking about Mr. Bean doing that. Yeah, that's very funny.
So Alan's over there whispering. Some guy's yelling
I'm
at him.
Whispering to him,
I'll have the wings.
What's that?
I'm trying to get him.
Habanero. What
side of blue cheese dressing?
I can't hear you, Mr. Sliwa.
I knew what everybody ordered.
Yeah.
I knew what the bill was going to be. I knew everything. I thought, you know, it's like me trying to whisper to him to give him the notification. We're at a theater, even though he works at.
Right. He should be the one doing that to you.
Now, I do love the recliners at those places.
I do.
It's comfortable.
It is really, really mellow.
You ever fall asleep in one of those?
I haven't, but I'm telling you, I went to a movie with my mom and not stepdad Leo. They were both snoozing by the time we got to hour two.
I told my girl. It happens, bro.
I told my girl, this is probably during hour two of the 3-hour movie. I said, and she was passed out.
She's sound asleep?
Okay, but she went to sleep for like 5 minutes. But she's also the one where we're going to go drive to Sprouts. She'll fall asleep in the car. Like she just,
really?
The humming noise. I don't know what it is. It's like a humming of this. She falls asleep. You get on a plane before the plane takes off.
Yeah, you're out.
She's already sleeping. Yeah.
Wow,
okay?
Good for her.
Good for her. I'm with you. I wish I could do that.
So,
me too.
I think we're going to switch gears here a little bit. I think
we're ready to make
the announcement. I think it's going to be me and Beto in the pickleball tournament. There was some question as to who my teammate was going to be. But I think me and Beto is the biggest bang for the buck.
That's locked in?
That's what we're going to. It's not locked in yet, but.
That's a good duo.
We have agreements have not been reached. Pending physicals is what I was looking for.
Now, you know who I'm playing with. You know who I'm playing with.
I do not.
Cappy's Pappy.
Oh, we're doing this.
Yes.
So,
we're doing this.
This was my idea. Well, it's not my idea. I said,
flying in
you
from
can still
Volca.
Call it Mason and Kaplan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mason
exactly.
Kaplan, yeah.
That's great.
And
okay.
He's apparently somewhat of a ringer.
I like that.
Which I am not.
I like
you
that.
You like ringers.
Oh, I do like ringers. Yep.
So, I'm looking
like
forward
ringers.
To this. Okay. We're going tank
who
tops.
Who do you want to avoid most of some of the teams?
DeMarco
that we have
Farr
here?
And Kirk Morris.
And Kirk?
Yeah. That's a good team. I also would like to know.
Should have heard Kirk's answer when we asked
him
about it.
He sounded like Bill Belichick talking about we're moving on to Cincinnati. He goes, I'm really looking forward to working with DeMarco on this. I think that we can get it. We were and he wasn't even joking.
It's a real
he was like dead
they're
serious.
They're probably going to do practices and
they
two
probably
days
will.
And all kinds of
I
stuff.
I told you, though, I'm concerned about the listeners, man. Anybody who voluntarily signs up for pickleball
they'll be balling.
Is going to be
good.
Really good.
Yes. So this should be interesting.
One of our sales guys, Ron Mitchell, he said, I play every weekend. I play 5 hours
Ron
a day. I'm like, are you
too.
Kidding?
Ron was
also the guy that came in, our relief pitcher.
Yeah. Ron was Julio the year that the Dodgers won the World Series.
Right, exactly.
Yes,
came
he
in
was.
The softball
came
game.
In and closed it out.
And you know what was like sad? It was I actually was kind of good, and he was so good. Like I was impressed with myself. I was like very postpartum. Like I really just had just popped out a baby. And I was like, man, I might really suck.
But
like this may not go well
and
for any
Ron
of us.
And then Ron came in.
And then Ron came
deal,
in and
though.
I was
Ron
like, oh,
closer.
I should have had
this
him
is a
sub
different
in for
beast,
me
though.
Earlier.
I saw
like
Mace,
he was really good.
I saw Mace in the dugout do one of these. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then Ron started running.
I was all proud of myself. Like, oh man, I did better than I thought I was going to do. And then Ron came in. I was like, ooh.
I am.
Ron was fielding plays at third.
I'm more concerned about the, you know, injury concern was my biggest issue in the softball thing. I could not get over that. I was very scared somebody was going to get hurt. I might be more scared somebody's going to get hurt in pickleball.
Yeah.
Smaller courts, different cuts.
It's just baby tennis.
I know, but baby tennis is still like, I almost feel like a regular tennis tournament.
Like, that's like a tournament.
Because you're not even
going
to try to move fast. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
oh, there
turn
it goes.
Ankles.
Can I direct something at Sliwa for a minute since Crosstalk's winding down?
Yeah.
So I texted you guys this morning about the talking in the movie theaters. I think I text you fairly often. I text the afternoon show fairly often.
Almost every time I'm on one of these shows, you text the people on the show.
The afternoon show texts me.
Yeah.
I have never gotten a text from Travis and Sliwa, anybody from the Travis and Sliwa show. It's almost as if you wrap your show, you turn the station off, and you move on with your lives, as opposed to being part of this whole ship.
So you're saying we don't text during your guy's show?
Correct.
It makes us feel like you're not listening.
Yeah, like you're not listening.
Can I ask you
like
a question?
Like, we're all listening to you.
How is that possible if Slee does weekly or game day appearances on Sedano and Cap every single Lakers day?
For the game, we do.
On game days, yes.
Okay, so when you leave from here, you're listening the whole way home?
Correct. I'm listening to Sedano and Cap.
You guys don't get away for a second?
No, I mean, I'm like in the flow.
I'm about 50-50.
I'm in the flow.
I was off yesterday.
Yeah.
And I did not listen at all. And I missed Taylor's raccoon story.
Well, so which, this is, oh, the raccoon story.
The raccoon story is fantastic.
So I needed a little bit of the raccoon story today because I got a little bits and pieces.
I didn't catch it.
Yeah,
sometimes
it was good.
He had a raccoon.
He had to fight off a raccoon with one of his custom roto bats that he got from the All-Star game last year.
He was sleeping in the middle of the night.
Under his bed.
And there was a raccoon under his bed.
Under his bed.
Where do you live?
Torrance? In a pool house?
Yeah, that's common.
Of a sliding door.
Yeah. Right. I know.
I mean, I have raccoons.
As if everyone in Torrance. Yeah.
No. Oh, I have raccoons. There's like a raccoon family that lives near in our cul-de-sac, and we all kind of like humor them because they're as long as they don't mess with us, then we're fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now they're making me mad because they're eating my vegetables and fruits. Like I
gotta break out the
really
airsoft
hard
gun
to grow some bell peppers, and all of a sudden one day I came out and they were all gone. I was like.
Taylor used
all
the
my
softball
bat.
He used the softball bat and didn't even try to
get him out of
the
whack.
And then they go and they dig up the plants because there's worms apparently under the soil.
Uh-huh.
So they're messing with my garden.
Oh,
now.
Wow. What
yeah,
are you
that's,
doing
that,
now?
This means
didn't
war.
Dad used to trap gophers
this
and
means
stuff?
War.
Yeah, my dad does that. But he says he can trap the raccoon. And I was like, I don't know. That's pretty big.
Raccoons can be
so what
big.
I have
he
heard,
said it was the size of a crock pot.
What I have heard, and they're mean too. Like,
which
you
is the funniest thing that happened all day, by the way.
The weirdest thing
I could not stop
you're
laughing.
Cook it and eat it, or something. I don't know. I would stay away
never
from
know.
That metaphor. But like, I've heard that one of the ways you do it is chili flakes, like really hot chili flakes. If you know they're going to be eating some of your stuff,
yeah. Really,
put some hot chili flakes where they are, and
that's
then
smart.
You just burn them out.
Oddly enough, that's how you attract me to food. That's how you attract me to something.
You like my raccoon imitation?
These poor guys. They're going to be eating chili flakes on their next time.
Chili flakes
so
are
nice. To answer your question.
Yes, yes.
I think it's like getting away for a second. A lot of these days, I'll have a game like a few hours
correct.
Later.
Yeah, I get that.
Or I'll have Lakers talk a few
yeah,
hours later.
Sure.
Probably like you just kind of want to get away.
He's got to decompress, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy watching
it's okay
the Lake
to
show every
get
night.
Away for a second, but then
but
you want to get
tune in
right
at three.
Back to the action.
But then right in at three.
Exactly.
All right, fair
exactly.
enough. All right, Super Crosstalk powered by In-N-Out Burger.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm still trying for you, Mace. I'm still trying.
So, I know. I know you're working
it. I tried.
I know you're working it.
I tried.
I pushed it as far as I could push it. I think you pushed it as far as you could push it.
I think so, too.
Yes.
It's not happening, is it?
But you know what? Like we
did you?
Yeah.
It's not about you, and it's not about the bet. It's because she's like an honorable person, and there's something else that she committed to. That's it.
All right, so tell them what it is that you're talking about.
I don't know if I'm
oh, yeah, so the bet was $25,000 mythical dollars if I could get Jeannie Buss on the radio station by end of show today.
Okay, so I'm not. So it's not happening. I should take your money away.
Yeah. Is it not happening?
It depends on how far we're gonna push it. I don't want you to. It's like a stupid thing to be pushing on, right?
It is.
Especially
it's
like
kind
an
of a
important
dumb thing,
time
although,
of
what do you mean stupid?
$25,000 mythical dollars.
I mean, I'm
dollars.
Like a legitimate like person in
you
does
are.
News, and y'all have the trade deadline and stuff, and you know.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
You know what this does, Mace?
Yeah, just take his money.
Yeah, you know what this does, Mace?
What?
You are now in the red.
Yes.
Where am I, by the way? I think I won my last
Yes, sir, Rebo.
Mace, Momo.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, too.
Good afternoon.
You are an even 100K.
What was my last bet that I won?
Georgia minus 14.
Yeah. I was Georgia like, it's going to be a that's blowout.
Good. Yeah, you were all over that.
350 right here.
All over that. Actually, no. You are at 110 because you won the Kershaw bet.
Oh, yeah. What was my Kershaw bet?
That Kershaw would be a Dodger.
Oh, yeah. I said he's never going to not be a Dodger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you put $10,000 mythical dollars on it. So yeah. You won that.
What other ones?
What am I at?
97K.
Ah, I got to make that up.
Yes, you do. And you have 5K up. On a really not, well, I guess it could work out, a parlay. Burrow most yards passing, Chase most yards receiving, and Miles Sanders most yards rushing.
Yeah, the Miles Sanders thing is the tough one.
That's parlay. Cool.
Yeah. So Momo, what's going on? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know,
by the way,
it's
Bud Light Football Friday on 710 ESPN, getting you pumped up for what's on tap. NFL Championship Sunday, presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Got to be 21. Please enjoy responsibly. I'm having a good reading day so far.
Yeah, you are.
Good reading day.
One for one.
Question. When somebody is a big in business.
Yeah.
Are they a magnet? Are they a magnate? What is the correct term, Stanford?
The correct term is magnate.
A magnate.
Yeah.
I thought that's what it was.
In Spanish, it's magnate.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's spelled the same way.
Magnate.
It actually probably is spelled the same way. It's the same way.
You're a business magnate, but nobody says it the correct way.
Everybody say magnet?
Yeah. They say, oh, you're a big magnet. But it's not
attracting all the money.
It's a magnate. You're a magnet. Nobody says, but you know what? If you like the Yiddish, you say you're a big macher.
A macher. What does macher translate as?
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Big. You're a big somebody. You're a big macher. You're a big like producer. That. You're a big, you know. So, I like that one better.
So last night I did the most unexpected thing, the most surprising and unexpected thing. At the insistence of John Ireland and Greg Bergman. I watched the SC UCLA game.
Wow.
I never watch college basketball.
I never do.
I'll
do it on accident. Like if I'm working out and that's the only thing on.
Yeah. I got ignored on the group chat, by the way.
You got ignored?
Yeah. Nobody responded to my thing.
What did you say? I don't even know what you said.
Read it. You should read it.
Okay, I'll go back.
You want me to read it? I got it right here.
Oh, there you go.
What did he say?
He said, talking to Brenda about the engagement ring topic from earlier, her response, I'll give it back to you. I don't want that blank from you if we broke up before the wedding.
Yeah, if it's $1 million ring, do you give it back, Momo?
Yeah.
You know the Ben Simmons story, right?
He
gave $1 million ring to his girlfriend. Relationship didn't work out.
I know.
Now he served her paper saying, I want my ring back.
I didn't know that he served her papers.
Yeah, he served her papers.
Well, I mean, he lost a lot of money last year.
What's that?
He lost a lot of money last year by not playing.
Sure.
At least he took a shot, but missed.
You know what,
exactly.
though? I don't think the relationship worked out because they had a falling out or anything. I think they just, she lives in England, he lives here, they're busy. It's kind of hard to make a marriage work out overseas.
Overseas, yeah. No, that's long, long distance. Have you ever been in a long distance relationship?
No.
You kind of always been with Nevin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, Nevin and I guess we were long distance for like a year.
I had a long distance relationship, New York and LA. It's very difficult to manage.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to manage.
I mean, you call each other, but you could do it probably for like maybe a year at the most.
Correct, yeah.
And after a while, it's just like...
It's too much. Now, one of the things that's... And Bergman just told me a little bit about this. He has his 22nd high school reunion this weekend.
Wait, 22nd?
Well, it was supposed to be 20, but there was a whole, pandemic stopped things from happening.
The big 2-2.
The world ended.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jorge, can you get the video Killed the Radio Star? Ready? You know that song?
Yeah.
Facebook killed the high school reunion.
Oh, that is really interesting.
Wow. Facebook has totally killed the high school reunion.
Wow.
Because you don't actually care about what people are really doing, right?
Right.
Like there's a curiosity factor and there is a nostalgia factor.
Yes.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, this was
video killed the radio star.
This is the very first video ever to play on MTV. By
The Buggles?
The Buggles is right, yeah.
Well done.
Every once in a while.
So you're right. Now we know where everyone is, what they're doing based on Facebook.
Yeah, and you have this like loose association with them because occasionally you'll like some baby pictures.
Yeah.
You know? And then good song, right? Killed the radio star. You don't really need to go. Like, I've been to the 20 and the 25 of my high school reunions and my college reunions, and every time I go, I'm always like, Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Yeah, I saw that you had some kids.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I saw that you're a lawyer now or you're a real estate agent now. And it's like we spend like 5 minutes with a very quick catch up.
Right.
And that's all. No, we don't really have much more to say because the whole thing of the reunion is to find out what people ended up doing.
So I never have been to a high school or college reunion.
Wow, you're probably like the most famous guy from your high school.
But I'm always like, what's new, what's next? I mean, you guys are...
I know.
I remember you. I remember some of you. I don't remember that many people I went to high school. I remember my girlfriend. I remember my best friend, Mike. I remember his wife, Erin, and that's honestly
it. And you're still
it.
Friends with the people you're still friends with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I still have two or three friends from high school. My best friend is my friend since we were 5 years old.
Right.
We just went to Santa Barbara together for a birthday. We talk all the time.
Yeah, sure.
I have my other friend, Yoni, who I always see. And those are the ones I'm friends with.
Yeah.
Like, the other ones, we bump into each other a little bit here and there, and it's mostly a Facebook social media thing.
So, Bergman, what's the deal on this 22nd high school reunion?
I just don't know if I should go or not. I was talking about it on Travis Sliwa earlier, but
I didn't hear it.
Okay,
so
it's new to you. So, this is what happened. So, apparently, normally, the president and the vice president are in perpetuity. Are supposed to set up the reunion.
That is supposed to be the
job. I was one of those, and I didn't do any work.
Well, yeah. So neither
I made the other guy do it.
Neither did ours, and that's totally fine. It was in 20 year. And I'm friends with the vice president, very close friends, and her husband, like one of my best friends.
Friends with the vice president.
Well, her husband is one of my best friends.
Kidding.
I know you are. But so somebody went on Twitter. Around on Twitter, on Facebook, and made a group saying, our fearless leaders did absolutely nothing. I'm not going to name names, but then proceeded to name their names.
Okay.
And I'm setting up this 20 plus 2 reunion that's going to be on Saturday. And so I'm not sure if I should go to it or not go to it based on, like, maybe standing with my friends.
No,
what
that's
time
so
is
petty.
It?
Petty to not go?
It's petty to not go. Your friend doesn't care.
No, they don't. They don't care that much. But extra drama behind it, but at the same time, like...
Okay, so...
Okay, wait, where is it?
What time?
Is it someplace fun?
I don't know what time it is. It's like 7, 8...
Where's the
restaurant?
It's at a restaurant. It's a restaurant in Calabasas. You want to come?
Yeah.
Sager's Cantina?
That's exactly where it is.
Oh!
Yeah, I knew it!
Wow!
That's where everyone has their reunions.
Well, because it's cool. Like, you have, like, there's, like, bands playing. There's, like, Led Zeppelin that plays.
You gotta go.
So, gotta go?
Wait,
so
okay, let me ask Saturday you, night,
you,
what time?
How do you,
I don't know, like seven
how do you feel about yourself? Because that's always the big question before a reunion. Do you feel good about yourself? Mm-hmm. Are you like, are you at a happy
myself.
Weight? Are you in a good mood? Are you happy
I'm
with
not
you, where you are?
I'm not 30 pounds overweight anymore. So, yeah, I mean, I sit here and I talk to you guys about sports all day. I'm pretty happy.
It's a good gig.
It's not a bad gig.
Hey, I'm Greg Bergman. I'm on the radio.
Right now.
You're adjacently famous.
No, adjacent, like a far adjacent.
No, you
people know who you are.
You recognize the
Dodger
Stadium.
Corporate Greg.
Greg.
So yeah, I'm just kind of trying to decide whether the people think that it's a bit of a scam, like it's going to cost money, but you don't get
does
the
cost
booze.
Money.
Yeah, but the booze aren't included. So there's just which is a little odd.
They get good food at Sagebrush, though.
They do have good food at Sagebrush.
Yeah.
It's a great time. So you both think that I should go.
Oh yeah, go out.
You know what?
Go.
I didn't go to my 10-year.
Yeah, you definitely need to go.
Go and hook up. Don't you go and hook up with like the girl who was the dream girl when you were in high school that you couldn't get with, and now all these years later, 22 years later.
So,
that probably would have happened at the 10 if it was going to happen.
Yeah, the 10-year is the hookup one.
Yeah,
and also,
that a lot of people.
And also people feel really, they haven't made it yet in whatever career they're in.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a lot of people who feel super insecure and just get drunk and hook up. That's why the 10-year's like that.
Yeah.
Then by the 20... You've like by the 20, you're kind of like usually into your career. You got most people either have a family or they're divorced or whatever, right? And but you're kind of like a little more. You're so far past high school that you're not holding on to anything, and you don't have anything to be insecure about. And even if you like,
there's no
grudges.
I was trying to turn it into
is actually fun.
I was trying to turn it into a rom com. Like Greg goes back to his high school reunion, meets
that's
the
not,
girl
that's
he
not
never
Romeo
had. Yeah, Romeo and Michelle. Exactly.
But it was funny because I went out
that's
to dinner.
That's more the 10-year, I think.
Yeah, that is more the 10-year. I went out with some friends last night that were from high school, and they were naming all these people that could possibly be there, and I was like, I don't know who these people are.
Did I go to
the same high school?
Me too. Like that really blew me away because. I think I'm pretty good at knowing, at being friendly.
Yep.
As you can tell, I talk a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were at least half the people at that reunion that I don't remember ever seeing at high school.
Did they all know you, though?
Yeah, they do.
All know you.
Now, a lot of them do.
And did you have to pretend?
Yes.
Hey.
You know how you do it?
How are you?
Hey, this is my husband, Nevin.
Oh, yeah.
And that's always,
They have to.
Exactly. Nevin and I have a game.
It's a good trick.
Yeah, and he goes, what's your name again? You know, and I just pretend to kind of not hear.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be name tags because I need them.
I
haven't seen any of these people in 20 years.
Adam Davis.
I know Adam Davis.
Saying you have to convince Greg to go to our reunion.
Oh, I know Adam Davis.
You are wanted there.
Okay. Adam Davis is. I've known Adam Davis forever. Yeah, I know Adam.
He wants you to go.
Okay,
yeah,
Adam.
You should go.
You should probably go.
Commit to it.
Come on.
Commit. I can't commit to it. I got to see what Riley's doing. I can't bring Riley, so I got to figure out what's going on with her. So I got to figure that out. But if I can figure her out, I will go, Adam.
So this all started.
Hey, you know, for $100, I can watch Riley.
Hey, you're supposed to be in the area.
Hold on, yeah. I'm going to ask Adam if you are the most famous person in the class.
Are you the most? I bet Greg is the most famous person in the class.
No.
Is somebody else famous?
I just said I don't remember anybody from my class that I don't still talk to.
Momo, you're probably the most famous person from your high school, right?
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close. America Ferrara went to my high school.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
And
was she in your class?
Technically, Tiffany Haddish. We've had this conversation.
Oh right,
before.
Tiffany Haddish. I forgot about
that. And then
that.
Also, Billy Zabka.
Oh,
Billy Zabka. That one's cool. But was he Johnny? Billy
not my
or
class.
Was he William?
Not my class.
Was he William or Billy?
Yeah, William.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Johnny Lawrence is from Oklahoma.
Johnny Lawrence
went
to school with
cool.
you. Yeah, he won the All Valley.
And made a whole universe out of it.
Exactly. All right, coming up, I want to do a couple things coming up next, Momo. It's going to, by the way, it is officially Effin' Friday.
It's Friday.
Which means we've got so many different
I'm
things.
I'm getting the answer from Greg's high school
Good.
Classmate.
So many different Adam. Things that we're going to get to today. Coming up next, Ireland was as animated as I have seen him in a very long time.
Really?
Yesterday during a late crosstalk.
Wow.
And I want to play for you what he got all amped up about. Plus... I had a take on the SC-UCLA game.
A real take?
A real take.
I was trying to get past that.
Yeah, no, we're going to do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, I was just going to play exactly the same thing. Great minds think alike.
Friday.
You've heard George Kittle, right, after the they won last week?
Yes.
It's a great job.
I really do kind of like George Kittle.
I mean,
I don't even know him, but I like him.
Of all the Niners, he's the one I can tolerate.
Yeah, he's fun.
Although it's hard to root against Brock Purdy. I mean, the kid was the last pick in the draft and all that. He's going to lose tomorrow, but who do you like tomorrow?
I like the Niners and I don't know. I think I like the Bengals because I think Mahomes is more hurt than
I don't
think.
Know. They keep,
high ankle sprain's tough.
They keep analyzing him walking. And I said this yesterday. It's like the Zapruder film. It's like, oh, no, that step's okay. That step's okay. That step's okay. People, especially gamblers, right?
Yeah.
If you're gambling on that game, it's going to come down to how healthy he is. What do you think of the fact that they're calling that Burrowhead Stadium?
Oh, I like that.
He's never lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Burrowhead Stadium. Okay, so Kendrick Perkins, I was just over there on doing the TV show.
Yes.
I was literally on for like 30 seconds.
Is that right?
I got all dressed up for 30 seconds.
What? Why did they only give you 30 seconds?
I wasn't really booked on the show, but they had a segment on Embiid and Jokic and then the All-Star snubs, and I was already going to be here for radio, and they were like, do you mind coming down early? And I was like, it's fine, sure, no problem.
So for 30 seconds, you got all dressed up and all that
stuff? But then should I not look good? Should I just do my own hair and makeup? And still be on national TV and look bad?
No, I mean if you have the advantage of, you know, someone to do
I know,
because
there's no way I could do this myself.
I have somebody that does me up every day.
Obviously.
They match my team.
By the way,
hat with
we
my
have a little
hoodie.
We have a little update from Greg's high school classmate.
Okay.
I said, is Greg the most famous person in your class?
The answer is no.
If not, who is? And Adam Davis writes back, I think he is. Although he's Britney Spears nice. Was in our class but never showed up.
Come on!
How did you leave that out?
Well, I forgot about it until this very second that you mentioned it, but it was just a rumor, like, oh, Britney Spears is coming to the school, and we were all like, this is crazy that it's going to happen, and she never actually
showed. But you know what? I actually do think the other ones you told me are more famous than you.
So the Menendez brothers went to my school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and actually lived right down the street from where I lived all throughout high school. I mean, they weren't in my class. No, they were older.
That's so creepy.
That's still that.
Ricky Schroeder went to my high school.
Yeah, okay.
Jim Rome.
Close. Oh, Jim Rome.
Yeah, Jim Rome went there.
All right.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Your favorite person from Showgirls went there?
Elizabeth Berkley? Berkley?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you've got to see.
It was a famous area, I think.
I'm probably still, to the best of my knowledge, the most famous person that went to my high school.
Oh, yeah. Topanga went there. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was cool. She went there for a couple years.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I still am. I think if you called the front desk and said, who's the most famous person that went to Mommy
and
High School?
And you never showed up.
Oh, I forgot. Incubus went there. The band Incubus went there.
Incubus used to be my neighbor. Not Incubus itself.
My friend that's listening is telling me, like, Incubus.
Guy? Who's the lead singer guy?
Brandon Boyd?
Brandon Boyd, yeah. He used to be my neighbor. Really nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm watching the SC-UCLA game last night.
You want to talk about high school again?
And, yeah, we're done with your high school. So, this is, to me, interesting. First of all, SC won the game. Greg only saw a half, and he missed the really good half.
I saw the good
Trojans
half.
Came back and won it. But Greg and I have completely divergent opinions on this person. I think Bill Walton is a national treasure.
Me too.
I love listening to Bill Walton do a game.
Yes.
He makes every game special, no matter how mundane it happens to
you
be.
You also are probably how many Purayescas in?
Yeah, I mean, I was.
Purayesca!
I was last night.
Because Bill Walton, when you're totally clean and like totally cogent, is cool, funny. But when you're a little bit baked, Bill Walton is awesome.
Yeah, Bill Walton is awesome. Now, Bergman, you do not like Bill Walton.
He just drives me crazy.
What
when
do
he's
you
on
have
that.
Against Bill Walton?
Oh, Tiger Campbell with the roar. Oh, it drives me absolutely.
That is the best impression you've ever
That's
done.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's the best impression you've ever done.
It drives me insane. I just can't say the Conference of Champions. Just stop. Just stop.
I love it.
I can't handle it.
To me, it's college basketball. Yeah. Make it a show.
Yeah.
Make it a show. Like, okay, so I'm going to do something very Irelandy
oh,
right
Billy
now.
Packer. Yeah.
You knew exactly.
I knew where he was going. Death Radio. I know. It's
Billy,
an Ireland
Billy
staple.
Packer passed away. I worked with Billy at the Olympics a couple of times. And Billy Packer was part.
Yeah.
By the way, this is. I'm doing
Ireland.
That's
so
job
Ireland
right
there.
But Billy Packer was part of the state of the art broadcast crew. One of the great broadcast crews of all time. Dick Enberg, Billy Packer, and Al McGuire. Now, that probably predates you completely, doesn't it, Bergman?
Yeah. I mean, Billy Packer, I know.
Billy Packer, you know. But he used to do the games with Al McGuire and Dick Enberg, and it was the best college basketball crew ever.
I know who they are.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
I just was not listening to
them. Yeah. Billy, great guy. Hail fellow, well met.
Yeah.
Unbelievable run. Great analyst and a really cool guy to hang out with. I hung out with him in a couple of different Olympics. I think Athens and Sydney. And
cool.
Really, really cool guy. So good for you, Billy Packer.
Ireland would open up for calls now.
Yeah. Billy Packer, 8777. I always feel when Ireland's not here, it's kind of like dad's not home.
Yeah.
Tiger Campbell with the roar.
How does Ireland feel about Bill Walton? I bet Ireland amped up could do a good Bill Walton.
He probably could. He also will never say anything negative about any broadcaster.
No, that's
period.
That's Omerta, right? Broadcasters don't say anything bad about other
Omerta?
Broadcasters. Isn't that a
an
thing?
Oath.
What's Omerta?
The honor.
The honor. The code. The announcer's code.
Yeah.
as practiced by the mafia.
So
a code of silence about criminal activity and a refusal to give evidence to authorities.
Kind of like,
it's like a code
amongst
yeah.
announcers. There's a code. You don't criticize other announcers.
That's
so
right.
Here's one of the things that that came for me came to me while I was watching SC UCLA last night. Is college basketball is great when you get to the tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sluggish pace. Like, they use a 30-second shot
yeah.
clock instead of a 24-second shot clock, so the game is just a little slower. Why don't they go to... In other words, if these kids want to play in the... Why not go to a 24-second
well,
shot clock?
Well, there's also... Everybody's always playing zone.
Zone, yeah.
It's just half-court offense.
Yep. Why don't they go to a 24-second?
It's already
clock?
A short game as it is. It's 2 hours straight up. You're getting through that game in 2 hours,
so
no matter what.
So get off as many shots as you possibly can.
Well, yeah. Well, no, but if you take it down to a 24-second shot clock, it's going to go much faster. It's
I always feel like there's no space. When I watch college basketball versus yeah. the NBA, I'm like, where did all the space come from when you watch the NBA?
It is true.
They're just... Every
they're
time
just
somebody drives
skilled.
In there,
yeah.
there's no space.
Yeah. But I'm,
especially in that game,
I'm
clogged.
Optimistic after watching SC last night.
They're going to be good. I mean, they always play UCLA very tough, and especially at home. You know,
Andy
UCLA
Enfield's
hasn't
still
won.
The coach there.
Yes,
yeah,
is.
Andy Enfield.
You know,
still
UCLA
there.
Hasn't won at USC since 2018.
Wow. Yeah, we're on a great run.
Wow. they're going to make the tournament now. That's
I know.
That's a good enough win to get them in the
I
tournament.
Know. All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. It is championship. Friday, the big games are coming up on Sunday. You know where I'm going to be in the big games?
Where?
I will tell you next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so it's all listener questions on the wheel today, and up pops Mr. D.
Excuse me?
That's his Twitter handle.
Okay.
If you had to give up one, pizza, burgers, steak, or tacos... For life.
Give it up.
What would you choose and why? So it's pizza, burgers, steak, tacos.
Steak.
Give up steak?
Yeah, because like I feel like I can't live without pizza.
Yeah, I can't live without pizza.
And I really like burgers.
Yeah.
I really do. And then it's so now it's down to tacos or steak. And I feel like you get carne asada in tacos. So sort of a...
Wait, without steak we can't have... burgers or carne asada.
You have to drop one.
So like,
oh, I see. You're saying,
yeah.
No, let's not include carne asada.
Cool.
You can get carne asada.
Yeah, some have.
So you give up pizza, burger, steak, or tacos. You're giving up
steak.
Jorge?
Burgers.
Burgers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really like burgers.
Yeah, me too.
Wow, I love a good burger.
Yeah, I can't. Tacos, I could do very different combinations.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you can do a bunch of different.
Burgers, yeah, burgers, only bun and meat, you know?
Bergman?
So it's between burgers and steak, and I think I have to go with steak Momo. It's just not good for my stomach. I never do well with it. I'm going to have one when we go to get steak later next month. But
oh, that's right. We are going to be steak dinner with the boss.
Yeah, it's. I would get rid of steak. I can't. It's not good for my stomach.
So I'm not giving up with steak. That is like
my in bed.
Favorite thing on the list.
Just like meat.
Getting a steak tomorrow night at the Pines out at Yamava.
All right.
Having dinner with Scott Kaplan and his girlfriend, Rachel.
She's great, by the way.
Is she?
I love her.
Just
she's great.
Very, very quickly.
She's very.
At
she's
the Mandy's.
Ton of fun. You'll love her.
Pizza, you can't really do without pizza.
Pizza is like the world's food. Everywhere in the world that you go, you get pizza.
Tacos, I don't think I can do without tacos. And like Corey's saying, there's so many different varieties. You can have so many different combinations.
I agree.
So for me, it would be burgers.
That hurts my heart.
Burgers is tough. What did you say?
Steak.
Steak. And you said?
Burgers.
Burgers. And you said
steak.
Steak. Yeah, so Jorge and I are on the same side. Give up burgers.
Wow.
I can't give up steak, man. I love a good New York strip, medium rare.
Ooh. If you give up burgers, yeah, you're giving up In-N-Out. It's gone.
It's gone.
No In-N-Out.
And it's what a hamburger is all about.
Exactly.
It is.
I mean, it's like a cheeseburger with like the gooey cheese and the Thousand Island. And
you know, I'm going to say something. No, I won't.
What?
I'd say you already.
Okay, I'm already halfway.
It's Friday.
I don't like the fries at In-N-Out.
I don't
either. Friday.
I never have liked the fries at In-N-Out crazy. Burger.
They're okay.
I love them.
They taste too potato-y, and they get cold fast.
You just said that a fry is too potato-y.
It tastes too potato-y.
You need a little more oil.
Yeah,
and
a little
salt.
More grease, man. Give me some salt and some grease. Give me some McDonald's fries.
Love their fries. I don't even need them animal style. Just give me the fries.
Do you like the oily McDonald's fries, or do you like the crispy ones?
Oh, it's great when you get one of those foggy crunch ones.
Oh no, I like the oily ones. Yeah. I like the soggy ones.
I like when they have that little crunch to them.
Too salty. I like the soggies.
Yeah.
We'd be good fry partners.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'd be like, ooh, do you want my crispy fries? And you want my soggy fries?
Let's do that right after the show.
Those mom and pop burger joints that are thick, those thick fries.
Like crinkle cut? Yeah, those are good. This is not the Travis and Sliwa show. Okay, so this is something that got... I was going to say this. So tomorrow, Miwan, Kaplan, and Rachel going to have dinner at the Pines, which is out at Yamava. Then I'm going to play some poker. We're going to go see Leslie Jones do a show.
Leslie Jones?
Her comedy show is out there at Yamava.
She's fun.
She's really fun.
Yeah.
And then Sunday... I'm going to be watching the NFC Championship game at least with my mom and not stepdad Leo at the 909 Sports Bar at Yamava. It's not technically my viewing party. It's Kaplan's, but we're going to be there. And not stepdad Leo, who's a you know what talker, is going to come on in a couple of minutes and talk about the Niners.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I find them more likable now.
I don't find them likable.
Well, first of all, the Rams are out of it, so you can let go of that.
No, I hate the Niners. That's my
You just do?
That's the team of all the teams that I hate. That's the one I hate the most.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate the Niners the most.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I get it.
Did you see when he flipped me off? No.
Like a real bird?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was on YouTube.
I'll send you the video.
That's the problem is when the YouTube cameras are here, Jorge walks by wearing like a big Niners
blanket.
Those
big windows out there, right?
Yeah.
You see those big windows? I'm in the hallway now.
Get one of those. Yeah. Sure.
You don't have a team that you hate, Momo?
The hate is real.
I used to hate the Niners. I did.
Okay.
But who do you hate now?
Yeah, do you hate a team now? It doesn't have to not a basketball team. Leave them out.
No.
No, you don't hate any
team? Oh, the Astros.
Okay.
Oh, the Astros.
So yeah, if the Astros, were you rooting for the Astros because the Dodgers were out in the World Series?
No, exactly. Never.
So same type of thing.
Yeah, okay. Never.
Who's the team you hate the most, Bergman?
USC.
USC.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Or the Chargers.
What about you, Jorge?
Oh, yeah, the Astros.
The Astros, yeah. Yeah, I hate the Niners.
Those glasses really are like Urias glasses.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Like with the rims and stuff.
Oh, thanks. All right, so... the thing that got Ireland all fired
up.
Oh, I know.
I've seen Ireland on one before.
So this was... When was the last time he was this fired up, Bergman?
Star effing driven...
Whoa!
That's the last time.
That was the last time.
So yesterday, we were talking about load management in the NBA. And he played... Do you have the Barkley thing?
It's in the system. We can get it.
Barkley was on Sirius XM talking about load management. And it got Ireland all wound up. Play the Barkley thing again.
First of all, it's embarrassing for the NBA. And I cannot wait for these owners to put their foot in their asses in this next CBA. These dudes going to do something to these players. They're going to be like, wait a minute. You can't make $50 million and not play half the season, okay? Because now you're just really just like slapping me in my face, taking my check twice a month. And we got guys like, and Eddie, I see guys that got a sore hip or something. I'm like, everybody's sore in the NBA after 20, 30, 40 games.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be very interesting in the next CBA because, you know, the billionaires always wins against millionaires. And I think those owners are going to try to do something. I don't know what it is. I think there's going to be a strike or a lockout, however you want to phrase it. But I think they're going to say, okay, you guys don't want to play. I'm going to teach y'all a lesson.
So that's what Barkley said. Now, first of all, I'm always pro-labor. Ireland suggested yesterday that if guys don't play, they shouldn't get paid.
Oh, wow.
And
He was this fired up.
Oh, he was this fired up. Sedano called him a communist. He thought that if they didn't hit a certain number of games played in their contract, they shouldn't get paid their full contract. Now, that's a non-starter.
No way.
Non-starter. And by the way, for Barkley, in the last 10 years of his career, he missed an average of 26 games a year. And in his final year, where he made his career-high salary of $9 million, he only played 20 games.
Oh.
Just adding some context.
Oh.
Adding some context.
Did you Google that?
Yes, I did.
Good you talking job, about? Mace.
You knew that off the top of your
head. I knew that off the
good
top
job,
of your head.
Good job, Mace.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. I like it. I you know what? Up. She's like, you went to debate club and you came armed.
Exactly.
So, I like it.
Ireland's ready to cut people's salaries. What do they actually... First of all, let me ask you this. How big a problem,
it's a problem.
Is load management?
Okay. It's a big problem. And it's a big problem for two reasons. There's two issues of load management. One is the... when you just sit, like, it's like a hockey line change. Like, the Warriors will play one game, and then the next game, like, eight of their best players won't play.
Correct. That's
bad.
Very Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, and that was very Spurs, and that was very... Bleh. And I understand the Warriors used to work... They used to not do that. They would stagger things a little bit more, but I guess they've changed their
tune
on it.
Yeah, this year, all of those guys sit
at once.
It
happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I get it. They played it into June, and those guys are in their 30s, and they want to be in the... Yada, yada, yada. But... that's a problem because you have fan bases. Like, they did that to New Orleans twice.
Right.
And they did that to Cleveland. And, like, Cleveland, they get one chance to see Steph Curry.
Yeah.
New Orleans, that's the gate in New Orleans is important.
Sure.
So for games like that, it's really a big deal when you don't play. You know, I have people all the time say, I want to see LeBron just one time. Which game should I go buy tickets for?
Right.
And I'm like, I mean, he mostly plays
don't,
at home. But
don't
what if,
do it second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah. And I mean, it's if you
and
see
if
somebody,
your town happens to be the second night of the back to back, well, you may not
I just
get a
would
chance.
Just not do it,
right?
And I think it's a big problem because, it, you know, every year the ratings come out and you see like the top 50 games on in sports,
mm-hmm.
and it used to be like the NBA finals games, sometimes conference finals games. They would crack the top 10 or 20. Most of them are always going to be football. They haven't been cracking the top 50 lately.
But none of that stuff has in a while. The Super Bowl has the NFL has got something over everybody else. It's always going to be top rated.
It's going to be king.
Yeah.
But there's because they play once a week and because everybody just can sit there and watch on the weekends and all that. But there's something about the NBA regular season that is just getting devalued. Every single year, it keeps getting more and more devalued. And
right.
then when you have people who actually... So I feel this even more now that I have a family.
Right.
For me to go and buy tickets for me and my kids is a lot of money to
yep.
buy four tickets to a game.
It is.
Then to get it all and make it happen and drive downtown and fight the traffic and then park and buy the food and all that. And if you are having your fans who are making that kind of effort to come to... a game
yep.
and then you disappoint them constantly, you're gonna lose people.
Right.
Just are. They're not gonna go to games anymore. They're just gonna watch on YouTube or they're gonna watch on TV or they're gonna watch clips and that's it.
Okay, so this came up and I actually credit somebody on Twitter who suggested this because I think it might work. A healthy, I don't know what that is, what number, a healthy performance bonus for anybody that plays 70 or more games.
Yeah, I think that your idea is the right one because you should never punitively punish people for not playing, but you can incentivize them to play more.
Right.
Right?
So something like that, and then Sedano's like cut back to 65 games, and Ireland's
72
like
games.
Get rid of back to backs altogether.
Yeah, it should be 72 games.
72.
You got to cut 10 games out of the season. There's a really easy fix here. You cut 10 games out of the season. You do away with the All-Star break. We don't need it. And if you want to add in that mid-season tournament
yep.
to where the All-Star break is, then you could make up the gate.
Right.
But owners don't want to give up those 10 games. So it's almost like you can't have it both ways.
But there has to be some compromise on both sides, right?
Correct. So what's happened is...
Do you think that Ireland was like, yeah, I mean, somebody could opt out and we have a lockout next year and all that. Is it reached that point?
I don't think it's reached that point. I think the issue, because the media rights are so good right now.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I'm really interested to see what happens with the media rights deals because.
More like, bitters.
Theoretically. But the economy around streamers has really changed in the last year. Netflix is basically.
True. They're not greenlighting every single thing that comes along.
And they're not throwing tons of money at everything. They're just buying up stuff from other countries or things that are already cheap to make. The streaming economy is it kind of got super. It's almost like Bitcoin. Like it got supercharged really fast, and then now all of a sudden people are like, "Oh, we actually have to have a business. Oh, we got to think about what we're throwing money at. Oh, we can't just fund everything just because that sounds like a good idea."
Right.
Sometimes less is more. So there's some streamers that are saying, "Okay, we're only going to do 4 or 5 really good shows a year. We're going to Apple Plus. They don't do that many.
HBO does." Just like 5 really good shows.
Shows, and that's all we need.
Yeah.
And Apple Plus is like that. Netflix is like, we'll do
anything.
Although
Apple Plus just bought the MLS rights.
Right.
So YouTube just bought the Sunday Ticket.
Right.
There are going to be more bidders, whether or not they're willing to go to the. And no matter what, more bidders is better for the sports leagues.
I think that's true. But I also think the more we go to streaming, the more this becomes. I think basketball, in some ways, is becoming more of a television sport or an internet sport, maybe is a better way to put it, with streaming and also with clips. Like basketball feels like you care about the drama on the daily talk shows.
Right.
And you sort of watch the games, but people very rarely watch a whole game. And then you watch a lot of clips. They like the views on Twitter and YouTube are huge. That seems to be how people are consuming basketball.
Right.
And to me, that's a problem.
People are consuming it in clips and bites and, I mean, NBA is huge on Twitter. All right, take a break there.
Yep.
Somebody's got an interesting suggestion that I'll throw out there. A guy named T. Love has got an idea. And I also wanted to get to, we always talk about what's a red flag on a date.
Oh, I like questions like this.
This, Jorge sent me, it's green flags. Green flags on a first date.
Okay.
And these are really, really good things. What's up?
I said we have not stepped
and
Leo
not stepped Leo's going to join. All that stuff's coming up. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.